The High Court will announce today who'll replace the four senators disqualified from Parliament last month. But factional warfare could create problems for the Liberal candidate expected to replace the former senator, Fiona Nash. Here's political reporter Lucy Barber.
On his sheep and grain farm in northwest Victoria, Paddy Ryan spends a lot of time in the tractor, listening to the radio. And all he seems to have heard about lately is citizenship.
Yeah, there's probably bigger fish to fry. You sort of think, well, yeah, there must be more to talk about than just this.
He says he's confused by the never-ending drama.
You know, I think it's just political games. I think the general public or the general layman like me just wants answers, like how far does it all go back?
Questions have been raised about 28 federal politicians, 10 more in the last week. The Prime Minister phoned crossbench MP Rebecca Sharkey personally yesterday and said she may have to refer herself to the High Court because she was born in the UK. From the hustings in Tamworth, former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is frustrated.
And maybe the High Court, if they'd seen them all turn up as a job, might have had a different perspective on how big this issue is.
His by-election in New England may end up being the first of many if more politicians are sent packing. This morning, the High Court will announce who'll replace the four senators disqualified from Parliament last month. And already, two candidates are facing questions about their eligibility for office. Professor Anne Toomey is a constitutional law expert.
There's a fair chance that there's a real issue.
She says the likely replacement for former National Senator for New South Wales, Fiona Nash, could face a legal challenge. Liberal candidate Holly Hughes took a taxpayer-funded job with the Administrative Appeals Tribunal after she lost out on a Senate spot at the last election.
She did have an office of profit under the Crown, which is a disqualifying factor under the Constitution.
And now that Holly Hughes is the beneficiary of a recount, Professor Toomey says she could face problems, even though she's resigned.
She may be referred by the House to the High Court. If she's not referred by the House to the High Court, there's always a possibility also of someone bringing an action under the common informers provision. That means anyone off the street can argue that she's invalidly sitting in Parliament.
The New South Wales Liberal Party is factionally divided, and there are already suggestions of a potential challenge to Holly Hughes. But it's not clear who, if anyone, would take that on. The incoming Greens Senator, Andrew Bartlett, is in a similar situation. He's facing questions over his job at a university. Back in northwest Victoria, farmer Paddy Ryan's crossing his fingers. The uncertainty ends soon.
It doesn't change the fact that they're good people trying to do a job on either side of politics. It doesn't matter. It's a distraction. It's not helping, is it?
Farmer Paddy Ryan from northwestern Victoria, ending Lucy Barber's report.